You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live, Patriot Power Hour, episode 52. It's March 27th, 2019. Your host here, Ben, the Breaker, Banksters, Cochran. Please excuse my nasally voice. Got a little bit of a head cold. Been a couple years without even getting sick, but it got me here at the end of the spring of 2019. But hey, I'm feeling good enough to come on live for sure with my co-host here, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And this is the week and the aftermath and the fallout from the Mueller report issued since our last episode. And I think that the first step in this process is, what is your hot take?
I mean, we already knew this was going to happen. If they had anything on Trump, they would have released it like a year and a half ago. So they've been drawing it out. It's been pathetic. We've talked about it at length, just the overall corruption and just destruction of all types of civil rights going on here, let alone the propaganda effect of all these folks. You know, it was everywhere. Anyone who's been paying attention, you can go find kind of a compilations of the worst predictions that would come from
this.
Well,
they're coming out. And they're on Future Danger right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you go watch that. You just...
InfoWars did it today. Exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is, in a way, hilarious, but in a way, it's absolutely pathetic and sad. And I'm not, like, happy.
How's that happen?
I don't want to, like, rub it in their face because it's so sad and pathetic.
How's that big lie get told amongst the whole one part of this country, the progressive status, the status progressive, stat progs.
Stat progs.
Want to coin a term. That's what they are. And they have a fetish for government authority.
Like
so
that.
When they got turned on by the idea, now there's a prosecutor that can jail Trump, how does that mass delusion happen? And what happens to them? How do they behave when it's snapped off in front of them? Now, there's still some holdouts
right,
that think that the Barr letter is hiding truth in the Mueller report. It's going to be much worse for Trump than it appears right now.
Right.
That would be completely brazen of the Trump administration to do. But I think most of us say no, they wouldn't ever dare. The downside of that is too unfathomable. So it's probably true that that Mueller established nothing against Trump. And you have a mass collection of the media just in disarray, in hypocritical, alter-minded world. They can't – how do they adjust to this? What? And we're seeing reactions today. I was going to ask you, what have you seen among that side of the spectrum?
Right.
And how are they behaving? And isn't it amazing to see?
Yeah, so the old Trump derangement syndrome is going to catch into its next stage. It's like stage three, almost stage four Trump derangement syndrome we're heading into for some of those folks, which is, again, hilarious on one hand, but very sad on the other. I don't want it. Cause I just, you know, I don't know. There's like these lemmings and the common people that actually go along with these mainstream media type folks and these others.
Here's that class of people.
And they are so brainwashed that it's bad that they're going down.
Are they brainwashed?
Actually,
or do they want to be?
I mean,
are they victims, or is there just a mass population of people that somehow always trend towards the globalist, internationalist, socialist mindset that has an ability to flat out lie to themselves, flat out be comfortable with cognitive dissonance? It's not something that I particularly could subscribe to. It would mess up my entire existence if I had to live that way. But if you're a devotee to an elite class under which you are subservient, that you have to have, as a stat prog would, the state progressing them to some newer heights of submission. So just they live for the dominance. The question is, when you get into behaviors like that, is there not just a seething evil underneath it that involves lying, that inevitably leads to extortion and murder? What's wrong with that side of the political spectrum that they could fall for mass collusion delusion like they did?
I mean, there's so many facets to that.
Do they enjoy it?
There's so many.
Are they pleased by it ultimately? Like subconsciously for most. But you'll find ones online that are just wildly happy, whatever. It was a lie and it hurt Trump. And they're fine with it too.
I don't know, man. These people are beyond reasoning, so I don't think I can even compute what they're
trying to diagnose what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I'm failing at that.
This block of Americans, maybe 25 million at most, but the hardcore devotees, what happens to them if the world really does change overnight? That's something important. Yeah. That's something threatening to national security or our domestic security. They'll fall for anything.
Yeah, no, they're really the most dangerous of the dangerous masses for sure. And they always have big disconnects between reality and what's going on. Here's a quick example from someone I was talking to the other day. This person always, I'm not going to say calls me racist, but gives me crap saying that, I'm white centric. You know, my ancestors have been here so long, so I had a white privilege, things like that. And that, especially for Spanish folks coming to this country, you know, they have such a big disadvantage and that they, you know, need to be helped. And then conversely, on the other side of their mouth, they say, well, that person doesn't even speak Spanish. I didn't even think they could get a driver's license. I'm like, what? So you're talking them up so much, but you don't know the true fact that they don't even have to speak Spanish. They can get a driver's license, and there's 10 plus million.
Do you mean English?
What do you mean?
Have to speak English.
No, well, they don't speak English. Yeah, they only speak Spanish.
Right. They don't have to speak English.
Exactly. Yeah, sorry. Again, folks, I'm sick, so I'm getting twisted up in my mind right now.
No, I think I understand.
My point is, though, these people are like almost living in two worlds where they're like, hey, we need to do everything we can to have immigration. If you hate immigrants or want them to conform at all, you're just racist.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, on the other side of their mouth, they're like, what? You know, I can't believe that there's even people that don't speak English that are able to get driver's license. I'm like, that's like so past. We're so past that point right now. But you don't even realize that. But on the flip side, anyone who even brings that type of subject up is absolutely racist. So you see that circular logic. Hopefully that makes sense.
No, it doesn't, certainly. But I've spoken on this show before about my theory of nearshore immigration and that like a proper beach that's functioning, the guest worker programs
mm-hmm.
could be a solution where people are brought to the United States, have an opportunity to work, have an opportunity to see how our country operates, and are highly incentivized to return to their countries and move that liberal, small L, economic, societal freedom back to where they came from.
I know, right? Export, free market, that'd be freaking awesome. 1776 worldwide.
But that's not the practice of the United States.
No,
the practice of the United States is to select pockets of immigrant groups that for one reason or another don't necessarily integrate quickly.
Right.
So they become a reliable voting pool.
And just bringing them pour in.
Teach some kind of downtrodden victim class mentality. And now you got now you got voters.
Yeah, reservations essentially.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not new.
Making new reservations.
They've been doing it in the East Coast, up Northeast, since right after the Civil War, heavily.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, I mean, everybody knows about New York slums and stuff that ghettoized by, you know. That. So, all right. Well, we do.
That's the Mueller report update.
Yeah, there'll be more. You know, one thing is, you know, I'm going to try not to get too hung up on it, but the next few weeks, more details are coming out, this and other thing.
Weeks, not months, they said.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be looking into it. I'm sure you'll be tracking it at futuredanger.com, but we got so much other stuff going on right now that we'll be hitting a lot else. You know, to be honest, we're going to be going to commercials in a minute or two here, but we got that news blitz coming on the second part of the show. I'm looking forward to that. We got a lot going on.
I'll tell you this. The Trump, after this report coming out, is like a great white shark circling the Democrat prey. They have to change their subjects within 48 hours, not even talk about this. And he's holding him in limbo because he could probably declassify the entire report tonight. And he certainly read the entire thing. I'm sure first thing Barr did was hand it to Donald Trump as soon as he got it. Why wouldn't they? Why couldn't they? How could they not?
Right.
But it would be considered scandal by that side if that news broke. So Trump doesn't even need to tell him, but he's saying he's holding him in limbo. And they're twisting in the wind right now, is what they're doing. They're twisting in the wind.
Well, hey, I'm not sad to see that happen. It's pretty, pretty ironic and a little bit of a the German word, Schadenfreude.
That's how can you share a republic with millions of people that can completely defy reality to themselves and probably enjoy it? How can you share a republic with them for long? Think about that.
No, not much longer. We'll see. All right, folks, we'll be right back. The News Blitz, stick with us.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
The wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night.
Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Grave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
And you, my father, there on the sad height. Curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. Your host, Future Dan. Segment 2, the Future Danger Report, where I give full and complete update to my partner, the Breaker of Banksters, Mr. Ben Cochran, on the week's events, so he can come back with an immediate reaction to trends and analysis he sees among and across the columns. From left to right on Future Danger, 4 columns. For those of you who use it, thank you. And for those who have never heard of it, this is how it works. Column 1, liberty indicators. Column 2, security indicators. Column 3, all your economic and financial indicators. And the fourth column, natural indicators and pretty much mankind's relationship to science. Some of those sci-fi dystopian discoveries and breakthroughs and messing ups of humanity and nature, they're there too. But today, for probably the first time in Future Danger's history, decided to take it to the top notch on two indicators that have been the bread and butter of Patriot Power Hour. Yeah. We have to talk about them because they're so egregious every week. One is our complete distrust of the judicial system insofar as the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are major components of the judicial system. They're the prosecutorial side. They're not, of course, not the judiciary, but nevertheless, when they lie to the judiciary, it gets real bad for our country. We got that and news censorship, both SHFT
full black on red. It can't get worse. It can't get worse. That's where we are at the end of March 2019. Can't get worse. Might get this worse again. I'm sure it's going to cool down, but after the Mueller report, we're just maximum to both of them. Here's the headlines. House Intel Chair immediately rejects the indictment-free special counsel report, says Mueller should testify. Now, the question is whether he'll ever have the authority and gravitas to make that happen. But he said it. He said it on the first day. That's because the 675-day special counsel investigation into presidential election collusion with Russia, collusion in quotes, finds none. The president immediately said on Sunday this was an illegal takedown that failed. House Minority Leader calls for the House Intelligence Committee chair to resign, at least as chairman. It wasn't clear. Maybe from the Senate, from the House. President says on the Mueller decision, people have done evil, treasonous things. He's not really holding back any words. When the president says people, meaning a component of your federal judicial system, have done evil, treasonous things, that's why we're black and red today. Did the special counsel know there was no Russia collusion before the midterms? That's getting raised today. That would have been real dirty. It probably could have cost the Republicans the House and they wouldn't needed to have lost that House. So this is a disruption that this is happening to our entire system. It's not good. It's not good U.S. history. It's going to be considered bad U.S. history, crisis-like U.S. history in generations to come. On the news side, in the past 22 months, there were over a half million web articles on the President, Russia, Mueller, with 245 million social media interactions. CNN, the day the report comes out, chanted, does not exonerate 120 times by its anchors. Networks gave, do the math for me, Matt, for Ben, and networks gave 2,284 minutes to the entire probe in 22 months. So that's what? 100 and something minutes a month on ABC, NBC, and CBS. So over a 30-day period. That's every night, 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, all three networks. Mueller probe. Talk about censorship. Talk about disinformation and propaganda.
Yeah, what else should they have been talking about during that time, too?
Cheryl Atkinson, who's really gone the other way from most of the mainstream media, having emerged from it, but being spied on the Obama administration and generally considered one of the straightest shooting reporters in the United States of America today. On behalf of the magazine The Hill, The Hill let her publish, obviously, her opinion on the entire matter. I'm not sure all Hill reporters necessarily agree, but a complete and utter apology to the American people for what their organization covered for that period of time. So we have major mainstream media outlets immediately jumping to distance themselves from how bad this went, how bad the censorship went. All right. Media bombshells look even worse now that Mueller collusion found no collusion. So, you know, we're starting to get lists of quote unquote bombshells that were the worst and who said them. And InfoWars Today, Russian fail Ultima Media compilation. Go ahead and watch that. Also in column one, some guy will actually prove that my phone sitting in front of me, your phone sitting in front of you, is spying on you right now, mostly for advertising purposes, but the microphone's always on. All right. Column two.
Mostly.
International security news. U.S. Forces Korea commander said today to Congress, recently, might have been yesterday, North Korean missile program activity, quote, inconsistent with denuclearization. Doesn't mean there's going to be a war in Korea, but there are articles coming out in some neoconservative outlets about how to render North Korea denuclearized with surgical conventional strikes because they don't have that much. And someone actually listed the strategy to knock it all out. So don't think that if Trump doesn't need to, he might make mention of that news article, and it would set the world's hair on fire about strikes in Korea. War with Russia is distant, but we have tense relationship. Secretary of State Pompeo warned Russia about its military presence in Venezuela. There's suspected to be 100 troops, mostly information operations and special forces, protecting the socialist regime of Nicolas Maduro, U.S. sends two warships to the Taiwanese Strait, China just always has never liked that. But we do it. We continue to do it. They don't do anything about it. Column four, we got a county in New York banning unvaccinated children from public places. Yes, that's what they actually are trying to do. How in the world do you enforce that law? But still, they did it. That's because measles is breaking out. And got a spectacular Mexican volcano eruption, all ash, but it hasn't been fatal. But Ebola has been. Got 1,000 cases. It might be the largest outbreak. If not, it's pretty close to the largest ever. 600 killed. And medical centers are getting attacked by warring parties, so it's only going to grow worse if that continues. And in column three, economic news, which we're going to come back to after the half hour, take a deep dive into two of these topics. So I don't want to dwell on them now. But one of them is the bond market flashing a particular recession signal. And it was shown up before the 2007 financial crisis. And it's predicted every recession in the last 50 years. So it's been triggered. I'm going to kind of tease that, get into it in segment two, because we do all these topics, liberty, security, financial threats, the banksters, and other things that, you know, you got to keep your eye on. Federal budget posted a record monthly deficit in February, too.
Oh, yeah.
Two
records, baby.
What do you see going on, Ben? Where's your reactions?
Well, we've covered the first column, liberty, and just overall DOJ, FBI garbage.
Nothing there surprising you. Nothing there you can't just wrench out a reaction from. You're just so desensitized to.
I'm tired of that stuff, to be honest. I'm just like.
DOJ, deep state.
I'm like, how long did it take for people to realize that stuff's corrupt? I knew this stuff like 10 years ago. What's wrong, people? It's way worse than it actually is even showed right now. So I hope you guys all wake up.
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Rod Rosenstein and Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr and Andrew McCabe. And if they're the ones showing up to us, imagine what happens when discovery is brought on.
Right.
So will we have a reconciliation? Will the deep state that did this have a reckoning? Will there be indictments that fly in the other direction? Does Trump immediately appoint Robert Mueller without asking him as special counsel again to investigate that? And James Comey, his best friend. If you want to torture the man, he should do that. He should call up the AG bar and say, I want you to make a press release that Robert Mueller is the second. Just do it. Just do it, Bill. Just say it. We'll see how this rolls. Make him investigate. Will any of those people I named ever see justice?
Not through the legal system, maybe.
Will the FISA court judges be impeached?
I don't think so, man.
It could be. Congress could do that.
Have you seen anybody held accountable for any crimes in the last 50 years? I don't think so.
It's not a crime in so much as they found a way, because they're lawyers, to twist it through some process.
It's not a crime, exactly.
Clearly abusive, clearly wrong, and the leaks of classified information should be easy to pin at least Strzok a page on.
Yeah, there's definitely clear cut cases there, so there's super low hanging fruit they could easily take care of, and then they could get way deeper into.
Or is jailing a former FBI director something this country could never afford to do? Too destabilizing? Comey go to jail.
Man, they're never going to do it because J.P. Morgan won't allow them to do it. You know, because the banksters and the gilded elite, maybe it would be too destabilizing.
How do they stop it?
Destructive. Because they own everybody. We're talking about a few million here, a few million here, there. When you got trillions, then you can buy everybody.
But what if the economy is actually stable, growing, and the banks, no payments from any of the corrupt elite could stop somebody, and Elliot Ness inside the Justice Department, from bringing those people to a cell?
Hey, man, I hope so. There's also, I don't know, I'm just so jaded on it, I guess.
Evil, treason.
It's not just money either, by the way. It's how much would you pay a hit team to go kill their family and stuff? I mean, it's not just buying people off.
People have done evil, treasonous things.
That's good.
The president's never said that before.
Well, I'm glad to see that.
Can he get control of that government enough to back it up?
Where's the wall at? Where's Hillary in jail? Do that first. Do at least do one of these three things. Hillary in jail, these people in jail, or build a wall.
He
ain't doing any of them. That's my problem. Do something.
You got to start at the bottom and get the people like Strzok and Page. Work your way up to...
All right. I'm going to hold my breath, but I'm hopeful.
A former presidential nominee and senator and first lady. That'll never happen.
Meanwhile, we'll all be the more centralized and put on the grid and can easily be taken over by a cyber attack that knocks power out for a month. Why don't we worry about that? Nah, we need to talk about stuff like that all the time here. On Patriot Power Hour, Future Danger. I don't know. I am hopeful, man, but I ain't count. I think this is about the best. You know, I would have expected it to burn people. I don't think it will get more than this in terms
really?
Of. I hope so, though. I mean, like
what
you said.
What if that report is purely favorable to Trump? That Barr was told, stick in that sentence about does not exonerate him, even though it really does. And they leave the Democrats in a six-week period of building up a new narrative, and they have no control over when
it
comes.
And then they finally release it
all. And then when it comes, it completely does exonerate him, and Mueller goes publicly and says, yeah, that's what it happens. Then where are they? I think the shark just chomped on him.
Yeah,
that happens.
There you go, but... What's that going to do to save American society?
I don't know, but it might be the end game on saving Trump's presidency.
I don't care about his presidency.
That type of thing could ensure he's president for six more years.
Is that good? Maybe it's better than Hillary coming back. Yeah,
at least
I agree,
you know who will be in charge.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
People that aren't in charge are going to be pretty vengeful 6 years
right
from now.
Now. They're going to get back at us. Don't worry. Empire will strike back. All right, folks. We got the music coming in. We're going to go to commercial. We will be back. We're talking a little bit of economics, a little more of my specialty and not as jaded in right now, maybe.
Yes,
I'm actually right. I'm just better at dealing with it, I suppose. We'll get into that. We got a lot of other things going as well, so stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now. Run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour. Thanks for sticking with us. Ben the Breaker Banksters Cochran here with Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. So, let's get a little bit of economic news.
Yeah, what's going on with this bond indicator? The bond market is flashing its biggest recession sign since before 2007 crisis. The spread between 3-month and 10-year Treasury note has fallen below 10 basis points for the first time since 2007. 10 basis points is what fraction of a percentage? 1/10 of 1%. Yeah. 1/10 of 1%. So the difference between earning money, you know, the rate you earn on the short-term loan and the 10-year, 3 months to 10-year, when it starts to flatten or invert, crosses, it's generally considered a FUBAR situation. Can you help us understand this?
Sure. So, let's start with the basics. If you have a bond or financial instrument, and it's 3 months, that means it's going to mature in 3 months. If you buy it straight from the primary market, which is directly from the Treasury or whatever issuing entity, it's going to expire in 3 months.
Shouldn't make that much money for that.
Well,
less risk.
Exactly. Perfect. That's all you got to remember. Compared to a 10-year. So 3 months versus 10-year.
A lot of things can happen.
Ask yourself, exactly, if you were going to give your friend or anybody, let them borrow, and it was going to be 10 years, would you need a little bit more compensation? Definitely.
You don't get to use your money that whole time.
Right. So, you know, that's essentially considered a law of finance, that the longer the maturity, the higher the interest rate. So
like a microwave without the door on but still running, something has been beamed through our financial system to cause distortion, a weirdness, a corruption. That's inverting the yield curve. Why? What is it? What causes it?
So there's a lot of different reasons. So we're going to talk about inversion or equal. We have, in this example, the 3-month treasury and the 10-year. And the 3-month is actually almost exactly equal to the 10-year. As we talked about it, it was the 10 basis points. And why? Well, it could be that the 3-month is spiking. It could be that the 10-year is crashing. It could be a combination. But what's really happening right now is that the 10-year is crashing.
Until today, I heard it went up.
Let's take a look.
It went back to normal later this afternoon.
Somewhat. I'm sure we
But this thing got close to happening, and they're saying it's a recession signal.
Let's just take a look in the past.
Why would that predict a recession, a negative growth, properly classically defined as not like a part of a percent growth, like stagnation? We're talking negative growth, a real recession, contraction.
There's just less money moving around, first off, because there's less transactions and investment and stuff going on. But I believe that more important than any of that historical or kind of academic look at interest rates is just what the Fed is going to do or what they think the Fed is going to do.
That's what's doing it. That's the microwave.
I think that's the biggest.
Just feeding nonsense into the room.
Exactly.
It's frying everything up because it's not even
distorting
operating normally.
The laws of physics.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're financial engineers there at the Fed, and it's not just the Federal Reserve, and all the other central banks around the world kind of are in cahoots. So we've seen in the past, let's just make a quick example. It's been very quick. This is really snuck up on.
Why do we live under tyrants that want to mess with the free market interaction like that? How did we come?
We had a great
be submitted to that.
This is episode 52. We were episode 51, our most recent episode from last week. We were talking all about these unjust monopolies.
Yeah.
But it's not just on particular industries, but what about just all resources? On
money
Earth?
Creation, money lending.
Yeah. And it's
monopoly.
All the resources of Earth, whether it's agriculture, precious metals, just people.
Is that what the foundation of the Fed in 1913?
Yeah.
Was about is just capitulating, like, we got to have a monopoly, it has to be state run. Let's try to make it wink wink as fair as we can.
They thought it would be, you know, keep things on an even keel, and that they were now smart enough, perhaps they've cracked the code to central banking, that they could actually affect and keep things in balance. That was their what they pitched to the public.
We had some of the, you know, strongest quarters of growth in the past 2 years that as we've had in the last 10.
Yeah.
And unemployment is at critical low levels. Like, there's probably a lot of businesses out there that are missing the chance to make money because they can't get people at rates they can afford. And meanwhile, the yield curve is inverting as a signal of pending recession. If you've been paying attention to what X amount of people believed the moment before the Mueller came out versus what they suddenly had to be forced to understand immediately afterwards, you may have tons of that going on as financial propaganda right now. I just can't tell who's putting it out there and benefiting from it.
Well, maybe that kind of gets back to my last segment when I was all jaded talking about this. What I'm saying is if and when things got serious enough, they would definitely pull the plug and make another crisis financially, if not geopolitically, war. That's worse. That's like their final nuke.
How difficult is it to orchestrate that right now?
I don't think it's that difficult because they have
– and get away with it?
They got away with 2008, and everyone knows they're guilty. So, like, they're not going to get away with it, but they'll get away with it. Like, none of them really went to jail except Bernie Madoff, right? But everyone knows that they're guilty. There's Hollywood movies about it. But
what they're doing, they wasn't it. Strictly against the law.
That, like you said, because they're able to buy enough lawyers to twist the law to whatever they want. That's the freaking problem. That's one of the biggest issues out there.
I think with the news of the Mueller report and this kind of cognitive dissonance that you can easily give yourself if you look at the fact that economic growth is there, unemployment is low, demand for labor is there, yet because of the microwave oven beaming into your house, screwing everything up, including brain waves on how to think about this, somehow the yield curve is inverting in what previously would have been like a holy cow, we're about to have a contraction in the economy. Can't even be trusted that that's true. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it could be just a manufactured crisis. This is a tyranny. Why so many people in the financial sector want to submit to that?
Most of them don't even know what's going on. They're just freaking following the herd.
They can feel that everybody has to wait until what the last open FOMIC meeting was, open market operations meeting, then what are we doing? We're going to the temple and waiting to see what the priest just said about something. We've been doing this for 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years. It never really worked out for those early civilizations, did it?
Did for the priest class until they destroyed civilization and they were destroyed too. So they kind of destroyed the golden goose. But that's where people say, oh, well, they won't go too far. They don't want to lose their own money. But they can't help it. It's just
they can
history.
Definitely set things into motion that they can't control.
Yeah, then they exactly.
They're not omnipotent. Just because they're corrupt,
think, yeah,
just because the FBI was corrupt, just because the DOJ at the upper echelons was doing things outside of the proper powers of the executive branch under the Constitution, doesn't mean that they can't get caught at it. But they can set in motion terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, and have distractions as well. So one thing to remember, and there's an article on Future Danger today, actually. Record monthly deficit all time. We're just adding to the debt. And we're adding.
Are people not paying taxes? How's that happen?
Some of this price act. Because we're spending so much. We spend a ridiculous amount on military. People are always like, oh my gosh, why does all these other countries have high-speed rail and have these things? Because we are their military. We're Japan's military. We're Germany's military. Of course, they contribute, but as Trump himself says, America pays for NATO and UN by ourselves.
If you left them to their own devices, it'd get painful for everybody.
Well, then why do they get all these nice trains and we got to, that's just one aspect. But, I mean, you take all the other spending in the entire world.
I'm anti.
Combine it, and we're still 65% higher than that.
Totally anti-public transportation. I believe once you have that firmly established.
All right, we'll put that to the side, man.
You remove combustion engine freedom, then you don't
you
get
ask
to go
how we have a deficit. Let me go look. About 2/3 of our spending is military and black ops, so that's how.
I followed you up to that point. I don't think we need trains.
All right, fine. What about healthcare? Better school.
Somebody wants a train, they should build it privately. Then I'll ride it if it takes me where I want.
Fair enough. And they could do that if you lower their taxes by 50%. Because we don't have paper, all this other crap. But, you know, it's the old guns and butter debate. I'm going to say we don't need to get rid of all militaries.
How many people in Washington, D.C. believe that the federal...
less taxes would be helpful.
Everybody. Federal deficit and the national debt are meaningless numbers now.
How many people, like elected officials, believe that?
Truly in their soul understand and think they believe that there is no accounting or cost to having that debt. It can be ignored anytime we want.
Not that many think it actually.
So they all.
I think
fear
most
it.
Of them, yeah, they fear it. It's like hot potato.
How
they
big
think,
can it
oh,
get
I'll be out.
Get afraid?
Well, that's the thing. They've already kicked it down 10 years. They're probably a lot of them already out of the game that started this stuff in early 2000s.
Yeah.
If you're a 56-year-old guy at the, you know, Security Exchange Commission or
the
Congress or what, exactly. But like, can't outlive the problem forever. It's just a matter of when. So but there are definitely people who believe
the generation this falls on is going to deserve it less than previous generations that put it on them.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it'll be too late to cry in the milk at that point.
Well, I consider my generation is getting dumped off you because this is going to metastasize the next 10 years right in my prime, you know, earning years. But definitely anyone younger than me is going to get screwed even more. So I absolutely, you know. And even people that are headed into retirement right now, living on pensions and stuff, guess what's going to happen if have another crisis and pension goes down or inflation goes up or both? A lot of people are right on the edge, even though it seems like the economy is going along well. You know, a 10, 20, 30% hit to their fixed income life could just grind their everything to a halt.
Yeah, good. Could grind Trump's re-election to a halt if you pop that off.
Right. It's not that hard to do that, to be honest. And really, we need to have a 10, 20, 30%, you know, recession pullback almost like every 2 or 3 years. I mean, that's like healthy.
Yeah. They got Frankenstein walking dead.
Yeah.
It won't stop.
S&P's up 200% in the last decade with almost no major pullbacks. That's not realistic.
So macroeconomics is completely broken.
All right, we're going to be going to break here, but you know,
that's a state of affairs as we can confirm it to
there
you.
We go. We are having our final break here. Do appreciate you listening to us. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Talk about some other topics as well. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and 5-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by futuredanger.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, March 27th, 2019. This is Future Dan of FutureDanger.com with my host, co-host, Mr. Ben, the Breaker of Bankers. And we're coming back to a rich discussion on how completely out of whack the economic system is and the judicial system, but the federal executive branch level and the media. All these institutions in this country are demonstrating to us that they're severely broken. Where does it go afterwards? I don't know, but I will say this. Trump Russia hoax believers must feel like they just had something horrible happen. Have you had this happen to you, Ben? I hope you haven't had it happen to you a lot in your life, but everybody has that feeling, whether you're a kid in school and you just did something that you know is going to get you in trouble, just to right after you crash your car, right after you damage something, get caught at something, like, and that sinking realization is that there's no way to undo it.
Right.
You can't undo knowledge people have. It's a terrible
no reset button.
Gut-wrenching situation. But do they have a reset button now? Do they have this subhuman method to just blank out
everything
they said,
exactly,
and just lie to themselves? Yeah. And if they do, if this mass delusion is possible by a piece of our voting public, how dangerous is that?
It's definitely possible. It's definitely true, actually. And
Have you had that feeling before?
Yeah, you know.
I did it to a new
car wreck's a good one.
Ford Explorer once. I parked it in the dark where it was prohibited to park, and then we got told, you have to move your cars. They're not allowed to park there. So when I went out to drive my 1996 Eddie Bauer blue Ford Explorer out of the spot, I turned a little bit, but it was dark outside. And the post was right there, and I crimped the back door of it. And I got out, and I heard it, and I looked, and that sour, sick feeling in your stomach of, I can't, oh, that's so terrible, and I can't undo it. That had to be how millions of MSNBC and CNN watchers felt right after the Barr letter came out with its claims of exoneration from collusion.
Like you said, they're going to have a few days of grieving, and then they're going to somehow convince themselves it does not exonerate him, so actually it's still in play.
Yeah, but that's sort of hollow, because if the full report comes out, you've clung on.
But they won't care. They won't care. They'll just like stick to that.
That's
forever.
What I'm saying. Is Trump has put these people in a position, because of how this report was summarized to the four members of Congress that the law said it had to go to, the chairman and ranking member of both the House and Senate's Judiciary Committees. It had to go to them. The letter was required by law. And he made the statement, this is what it finds. It's driving them to a point where they're, like I said in an earlier segment, they're twisting in the wind. There'll be a big piece of them, it's like schools of fish kind of dividing and rejoining, or flocks of birds. They won't all swim or fly together.
Yeah.
They'll eventually get back to some kind of joint narrative. That thing is shattered right now. Trump has it on the run. Like I said, like a school of fish, Trump's swimming like a very large predator, and they may perfectly well know that it's completely positive for him and let people rack up six more weeks of stupid stuff.
Definitely.
Think about a political figure that has the opportunity and the ability to get his opposition talking about things stupidly for weeks on end, and they can't help themselves.
No, it is interesting to behold be great case studies for future academics, to say the least. Well, that's again, I don't want to take joy in these brainwashed people. I wish they wouldn't be and waste six more weeks of their lives on this garbage and would move on to real issues, but they won't. And it is dangerous.
But it's going
to
be like a boomerang, because that's when the Strzok and Page and Orr indictments or investigations could start. Lindsey Graham's promised to do that in the Senate. He was one of the four that the letter was addressed to from the AG. So, turning on a light to a kitchen full of cockroaches that has already had some flashlights shined in it, but now like flipping on the kitchen light and seeing what's there.
Yeah, a whole big spotlight.
watch out for that economic collapse, because it may be a desperate move by people who think they have the ability to do it and now see no other recourse.
Right. And there's other things they can pull as well, not just we can go down a litany of potential issues and false flags, but, you know, economics probably the most wide-ranging long-term that they can pull, besides a massive war.
And not to be forgotten, I should mention that I saw a report last week, right at the end of last week, going through the weekend, a British SAS soldier took fire from a building in some remaining pockets of what was once the Islamic Caliphate. He killed 30 of them, and if there's 30 of them hiding in some rubble building, it means they've literally been run to the ends of the earth. So not to be forgotten, Trump claimed he was going to beat them. We got them in the ending days of the wild end of World War II and the Nazis. They are coming under heel. Now, they'll just spawn into more believer groups in other countries, but the truth be told, the actual caliphate, anyone that didn't escape are in pockets getting absolutely destroyed by Syrian defense forces under U.S. special operations guidance, predominantly Kurd factions getting their revenge. And that's not a bad thing.
No, that actually is. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of the biggest wins in my book that Trump has had. Not because I want us to go cog in the Middle East, but because Obama released ISIS and let it take over all of North Africa and up into Syria and whatnot. And guess what? Trump had a little bit of collusion. He had some collusion with Syria and Russia, and it was to stomp the shit out of them, and it worked.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy about
anywhere,
that.
it was the us standing back and letting the Russian forces get really tuned up, which is what has our establishment a little bit worried. Is they have an operationally effective air force, unlike that country's probably seen since somewhere in the 70s when they were high alert military drilling all the time and could afford to do it. So, and a lot of these are arms shows, right? Every time Russia does this, they demonstrate to the Indias and the Pakistans and lots of other export markets that hey, you should just buy our stuff. It costs less than the Americans, and it's just as effective.
That's a good point, for sure. Yeah, that's a really good point. So, death to ISIS. I'm glad they got curb stomped. I wish we'd go up to Saudi Arabia next or someone. Not the people, but the elites in charge. I don't think Trump's going to be hitting Saudi Arabia anytime soon, but at least he took out ISIS.
He could destabilize them in 20 minutes if he made up his mind to do it, though.
Yeah, but
the power he has right now with his mouth. He could destabilize North Korea. He could destabilize 20 countries. He destabilizes European allies like Britain and the Brexit. He hasn't spoken about Brexit this week, but England is in Great Britain is in the throes of trying to exit that once upon a time trade union that became a super tyranny on the continent, and they can't do it. They can't figure it out. So their entire government's in disarray, and Trump could, oh my goodness, could he be a lightning rod if he spoke up about it? He probably will eventually.
Yeah, definitely. I understand he got to sort of bide his time now after this report and all that, but definitely I want to hear him talk about that. I want to hear him talk about all the bad things about a supranational state
in the opposition
in the EU,
because they talked about they wanted to pivot to healthcare, and what they have is the opportunity to have all their all the campaigns for presidency, all the primary candidates on the Democrat side. They all can decide together what to talk about and just change that conversation. So part of the coping strategy for the stat progs will be to, go and just listen to what candidates in their primary campaigns are saying. And lo and behold, they started talking about healthcare today. What did Trump do? He's only talking about healthcare. He's stalking them. He's stalking them, and he can change the topic to anything he wants at any time, and they'll listen. He can outrage them in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah.
On anything.
He definitely has that political capital now. Time for him to strike back if he can. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, we're pretty much out of time. This Patriot Power Hour went pretty quickly.
Hope you feel better next week.
Thank you. I hope so, too. This really sucks. I can't think very well, let alone speak. But still, hopefully, I contributed a little bit, even though I was a little sour and jaded and pissy.
Delirious, too.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, I can give a plug, though, real quick. If you've been listening to this long, definitely reach out to us. We want to hear what you have to say.
Check out Patriot Correspondence 3.
Check out Patriot Correspondence 3 as well. We want some feedback on any of our endeavors out there.
Financially focused.
Yeah. No, Patriot Correspondence 3 was a really good one this time. I actually was focused and clear of mind. So
I'm looking forward to my Patriot Correspondence 4 question soon.
Damn it, I know. I'm not going to make it happen. But if anyone has ideas for these questions, it may not be the fourth one because I already have one set up for you. I'm going to ask. But if folks out there have questions for either one of us that we can ask Patriot Correspondence, definitely reach out. But no, this is a good show.
These are short little question and answer. We're going to ask one of us a question. That's the short part. And then the other one will go on as long as it takes to render a response. And we're going to do this weekly. Short little podcast.
Yeah, no, it's pre-recorded. Great. 10 to 20 minutes. I think each one of ours has been about that time, and they all worked out well so far. So we already got three in the bank. Go to our main landing site on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. And you can find it. Or, of course, FutureDanger.com has an archive. We also post all previous Patriot correspondence. In particular, I'm excited for these Patriot correspondence segments because they are evergreen. Patriot Power Hour, you can still go back and listen to old shows, and it'll be fun, especially
well, we talk
in the current
events here.
Exactly. This is much more focused on current events, which is a cool time capsule for the future. But point is, Patriot Correspondence, we really aim to make that evergreen for as long as possible. You know, maybe it won't be applicable in 30 or 50 years, some of the topics. But a lot of them may be applicable for centuries to come, especially the basics about liberty. So looking forward to do more of those with you, sir. And we'll be back next week. Sounds good. I'll see you guys later. Catch you later. Patriot Power Hour. Bye, Future Dan.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
collapse. They knew.
Cash would stop coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.